If you live in Seattle, chances are you've encountered a rat or two. It's pretty common. According to a 2013 American Housing Survey, Seattle households are twice as likely to report rat sightings. That's compared to the national average. This prompted a question for KUOW's Local Wonder.
My name is Susan Roxborough, and I live in the Green Lake neighborhood of Seattle. And I'm wondering why there are so many rats living in Seattle.
To answer Susan's question, we sent out environment reporter Ashley Ahern.
Turns out to answer the question, why are there so many rats in Seattle, I have to meet a guy in a back alley behind the University of Washington bookstore. It's about 9:30 at night. There's trash overflowing from a row of dumpsters nearby. And then my guy arrives. Adam Truitt, age 37, occupation, rat killer extraordinaire. Adam started his company Pest Fighter 8 years ago. He takes on all kinds of icky creatures, from yellow jackets to bed bugs. He had to deal with a nasty frat house full of those things the other day. But most people call him about rats.
It's been absolutely crazy lately. Like, just today I got like 10 calls.
About rats?
Just for rats alone. Yeah, just today. And that's one, you know, one business in Seattle, you know?
There are several reasons Seattle has a lot of rats. But top of the list is us and the trash we create. So this alleyway and hundreds of others like it around the city is the perfect place to find rats.
I mean, it's like a buffet for the rodents, basically, and it's all over town. I mean, all you gotta do is drive around at 9:30 at night and you can see rats running everywhere.
There are so many rats here that Adam says it's more efficient to shoot them with an air pressure pellet gun than to trap them.
Kind of like a bicycle pump, huh?
That might sound cruel, but I talked to the King County Department of Health and they said a pellet gun brings a quicker death than a slow poisoning.
Okay.
And it would take a lot of poison to kill all the rats in this alley.
I've already got about 45 of these out of here, so there's a lot less than there used to be. So I don't know how many we're going to actually get today, but...
We'll get back to the rat hunt in just a minute. But first, if you want to talk rats, where else do you call but New York City? A place known for the size and aggressiveness of its rat residents. The first rat infestation was documented there in the 1750s.
Hello?
Hey, Jason?
Yeah, how
Hi.
You doing?
Good, how are you? Jason Munshie South studies the genetics of Manhattan rats at Fordham University, which means he traps rats all over the Big Apple.
We've trapped a rat that was well over 600 grams, you know, which is, you know, getting over a pound.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it was quite a monster.
That was a Norway rat, the same kind we have in Seattle. They're the most common type of rat in cities all over the world. But they didn't actually come from Norway.
It was a misnomer. The story is that Carl Linnaeus, who's a very famous taxonomist, he was Swedish, and he named the rat the Norway rat to get in a dig at Norwegians. But some people dispute that version of the story.
Unlike New York, which only has Norway rats, Seattle has two kinds. We've got the Norway rat, which tends to be bigger and stick to the ground. Those guys burrow and hang out in sewers and subways. But we also have the roof rat, or black rat. They tend to have bigger ears and longer tails that help them balance better as they climb trees and vines. Which brings us to our next reason Seattle has a lot of rats. We have lots of good habitat for both kinds of rats.
Definitely the more green space you have, like soft soil available for burrowing, the more rats you can have.
Seattle, like New York, is booming right now. Tens of thousands of people are moving to the area every year, which means more trash to feed the rats. But it also means more construction. Old houses or run-down, abandoned properties are popular rat hangouts. And when those buildings are torn down, Jason says you'll see a rat exodus. And then they'll try to colonize other homes in the neighborhood.
It can be difficult because it only takes one property on a neighborhood scale to be the source or reservoir of rats.
A reservoir of rats. Okay, on to our last reason for the rise of rats. Climate change. During the cold winter months, rats take a break from making babies and just try to survive. A lot of them don't make it. But Jason said last winter was mild in New York, and he was seeing rats not only surviving, but breeding in late December.
So when the spring rolls around, you're already going to have a lot of rats, and then they're just going to reproduce even more. So it makes it harder to control their population when it's warmer.
That explanation definitely rings true for Adam Truitt, our rat killer here in Seattle. He told me a long warm season is a big problem because rats are really good at breeding. A female rat can give birth every 3 weeks.
And they can be pregnant the next day. And they usually have about 6 to 9 babies.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's why they can breed so fast. They say they can have up to 150 descendants a year, which is a lot.
I follow Adam up the alley.
See, they're coming from this building right here on the right.
He clutches his pellet gun and gets down on his hands and knees. His headlight beams into the dark crevices under the dumpsters. The whole place reeks.
Oh, we got one coming. Ah. Oh, he's coming towards you. Oh, there's one right there. Ah!
The rat was huge, but the scariest thing was its attitude. It practically stood its ground.
Do you think you got him?
I must have. He's not moving in there anymore.
It's getting late, and we've only seen a handful of rats, so Adam packs up his pellet gun and starts to head back to his truck.
But, I mean, this is good because there's not a lot of them running around. I mean, when we first got here, they were everywhere. I mean, every time I turned my head, there was another one. Bam, bam, bam. And now it seems like there's the same, you know, three or four running around. You're good at watching for them, too.
Next career.
Yeah.
You need an assistant?
Truett says the best way to keep rats out of your house is to seal up all the holes, even the little ones. A full-grown rat can squeeze through a hole the size of a quarter. And keep your compost covered and your trash tidy and out of reach of rodents. But between climate change, construction, lots of green space, and more people and trash, Seattle's future looks ratty. In a back alley in U District, I'm Ashley Ahern for KUOW's Local Wonder.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Susan Roxborough. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, take our rat trivia quiz. You can also leave your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.